One of the many reasons why I'm very intense today. I'm always a little bit intense. Even more so today is that this church family is blessed. The only Black Catholic church in the Archdiocese to have two men preparing to be clergy. Two. I don't think you realize sometimes the blessings we have in our midst. To have an African-American, talented, gifted, accomplished, nationally recognized choir director in Tanya Dorsey. Nationally known. There will never be another National Black Catholic Congress like what Tanya did last year. Never again. To have two African-American sisters on our staff, Sister Lynn Marie, Sister Mary Norbert, blessed by their presence here today. I don't say that to be divisive. I'm not. But no church has what we have. You cannot say you don't witness Black Catholic leadership in this community. You cannot say it. And if two men on the journey, since I've been here for 7 years, I've watched Melvin Burton grow into the man that he is today. I study people. I'm a teacher. I would ordain him tomorrow, a deacon, because he understands. Come up here, Melvin. Because he understands Acts. Call among themselves just some good, righteous men and appoint them to the ministry of charity. This man never gossips, brings no, he just simply does what needs to be done. That's what a deacon should be. In the footsteps of Deacon Shields, Deacon Andrews, he had the best theology classes watching them as humble servants. You don't need any more theology. You already had it. But I'm so proud of my brother and our son, Jamie Moses. Very proud of him. Come up here, my brother. The Lord has done great things for you. Amen. And he is filled with joy. I said to him today, I know I'm going long, it's okay. I said to him today at breakfast, he spent a summer at St. Margaret's in Narberth on the main line. And they loved him, and they saw in him, we already know it, what a good man he is, of intelligence, humility, and I can't wait to hear him preach, because he can preach. But I said to him, what you did to have confidence and understand the gifts of God in North Philly, as you do. You also saw that in Narberth. A cultural competence to understand how to work with white people and Black people, city and suburbs. And our seminarians, most of them, cannot do what you did. They'll be afraid to come here. Father Ed had seminarians for years. They didn't want to be here. This man understands what the church is about. We are blessed to have these two men in our midst today. And Melvin goes back to class to finish up his last year. And Jamie goes back to the seminary this week. Imagine going back to the seminary this week. They both asked for prayer, that their steps may be ordered in the ways of God. I invite both of you to kneel at this altar. And as I always do, me being me, invite some love to come up. The sisters, Sister Nancy, Sister Mary Walsh, Sister Lynn Marie, Sister Mary, the sisters first, the sisters. We need the nuns right now. We need them in the church. Mrs. Bozeman, her son's a priest. Your brother's a priest. Come up. Show the love. Come up, church, and pray over these men. It's not easy right now. These are tough days in the church. I don't know what to do with other, I don't care about other churches, but I care about what happens here. These men need to know we got their back. We support them. We love them. We will pray for them and stand with them. I know how tough the seminary, I've been there. And so, loving God, we are blessed in the city today, as we are every day. We just ask you to bless our brother Jamie as he goes back to the seminary, the same way he did 2 years ago, himself away to learn, to serve, and be your will, Lord. Be your priest. Bless Jamie today, Lord. Give him confidence. Make sure his back is straight, his head is up high. He may always walk like he's got somewhere to go. And never be afraid, for he's from St. Martin de Porres. And bless our brother Melvin and his wife Monica and their family. His deacon years are difficult and challenging. This man is ready to be ordained, church, to serve, to preach, to baptize, to be an instrument of charity for your people. Bless our brothers. Bless this church family. For those who are going through struggle, for those who are going through tough times of sickness, those who've lost a loved one. We lost 3 parishioners this week. For those who are going through the struggle, those who are going back to school and colleges, we pray, Lord, for those who've been hurt by priests to exercise the sickness and the evil and the crime of abuse from our church. We pray for those who've never been accused, who try each and every day just to serve the Lord. Bless those who've gone home. And bless our church family, Lord, that we might continue to always know the blessings that come from you. We never forget the wisdom that comes from serving Christ. Loving God, we are your people, right here in your kingdom. The best is yet to come. Let the church say, show them some love. Show them some love. Show them some love. Show them some love. Show them some love, church.